What's different about your Nutcracker compared to Nutcrackers of Christmas Past?
The second act in particular, we take a journey through time. So instead of the land of the sweets, it's the land of time. And I've kind of reimagined how we do each of the dances in the second act.
Brandon Ragland, Artistic Director of the Dayton Ballet, whose production of The Nutcracker runs from December 13th through the 22nd at the Schuster Center. I'm Larry Carassel, and this is Arts Focus.
Some of those time references, like Spanish is called court gestures, or Arabian is called timeless scent, which is in reference to a perfume bottle that Mrs. Stahlbaum gets in the first act. So those little references to the first act that come through in the second act as toys and trinkets and things like that, it's what's really different.
Tell me about the style of the set for your production.
The style of the set is really this blend of Art Nouveau. I think the scenic designer Ray Zub did a wonderful job of bringing kind of the Art Nouveau style to the first act, which you really see. And then the second act, it's really taking place inside the clock. It's like Clara and Drosselmeyer have gone inside of the clock. So you see a lot of reference to the clock pieces in second act. Instead of Mother Ginger, Mother Time is in reference to the big clock, and those time numbers and pieces are the dancers that come out of the clock. So that's a lot of fun.
And the DPO plays live with this performance.
Yes, we have live music, which is one of the great things about our organization, is that we get to have live music with this production.
And Kay is conducting.
Yes. So it'll be the first time him and I are working together closely, and he's been great. He's been studying the score and chatting with me about tempos and things like that. So it's been a very collaborative process in terms of music.
Do you do the entire Tchaikovsky score for this performance?
Yes, we do the entire score as it's written, as it was composed. So I just love the music. I love the way it was written. I love the order in which it was written in. So I try not to touch it too much.
So we've talked about the visual style and the concept. What's the choreography like in your version?
It's definitely based in the classical ballet technique. I'm what people would call a bunhead. I love classical ballet. It's a very deep part in my heart. I love watching classical ballet, and it has a few little neoclassical nuances, but it is definitely based in the classical ballet technique.
For people who've seen The Nutcracker many times or who have never seen it before, what is the most enticing thing you can say to get people into the Schuster Center to see this version of The Nutcracker?
I think it's vibrant. It's being able to have this fresh new take on a holiday classic. You know, it's something that if you didn't come last year, but you've been years prior, it's a brand new production, new sets, new costumes, new choreography. There are new dancers, there are children. It's just a really family-oriented and nostalgic part of the holiday season. It's something that never grows old.
And this particular production with your choreography and the new set design is distinctly a Dayton Ballet version that you're really not going to see anywhere else.
Yes, all throughout Act One, we make references to things that are specifically to Dayton. I mean, the house references, and I don't want to give too much away. I want the audience to be able to come in and see what little nuggets we've thrown throughout the entire ballet that give reference to things that are specifically Dayton. It is Dayton's production of The Nutcracker. It's a reference, and it's an honor to what type of innovation and things have taken place here.
The Dayton Ballet's production of The Nutcracker is at the Schuster Center December 13th through the 22nd. Get more details at daytonperformingarts.org. I'm Larry Carassel. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's listener-supported Discover Classical.